Exercise number 16, dominant seventh cards in root position, random root movement. I'll play the cards with the first, the third, the fifth, and the lowered seventh. This is root position. Try to find the root, sing the triads, find the lowered seventh, try adding the ninth or the raised 11th, also called the sharp 4. When you raise the fourth of a dominant seventh scalar card, it becomes a Lydian dominant. Lydian means raise the fourth 1/2 step. For instance, 1, 3, 5, flat 7, or lowered 7th, 9th, sharp 4 or sharp 11, and 13th, and finally the root again. That's the entire scale vertically. We call this a chord, or an arpeggio. When we play these same notes in a diatonic scale-wise manner, we call it horizontal, call it a scale. Vertical. Scale-wise. That was horizontal. Dominant seventh cards are sometimes difficult for the beginning improviser to play over. The nature of dominant seventh scales and cards is to resolve to a chord scale whose root lies a perfect fourth above the root of the dominant seventh. For example, a C7 wants to resolve to F. Or maybe C7 resolving to F7. Or C7 to F minor. Often in today's music, dominant sevenths do not resolve in the traditional manner. They may sound for 2, 4, or 8 bars and then go somewhere other than where we expect them to resolve, which of course was up a perfect fourth. When this happens, you may find it helpful to think of the dominant seventh as a minor scale, Dorian minor, whose root is down a perfect fourth from the dominant seventh. For instance, think of C7 as a G Dorian minor. They both have the same key signature and the same fingering. This may help to free you when soloing over dominant sevenths. Volume 1, 16, and 21 of the play-along recordings all have dominant sevenths tracks, and I highly recommend them. Dominant sevenths deserve your attention because they are the backbone of our music.